KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 31 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Of course, we have several cancellations to report to you this morning. Most of the schools in our listening area that had planned to have classes for today have canceled. Running down the short list, that includes Atlantic, Adair Casey, Guthrie Center, also Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Creston. Also, Exira EHK has canceled classes for today. No school in Griswold, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning. Also, Harlan and Shelby County Catholic Schools, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg. Panorama is canceled for today. Earlier, they were running 2 hours late. Red Oak has canceled. Southwest Valley Schools have canceled. So has Stanton and West Central Valley Schools. Also, some of the latest announcements in. The Cass County Landfill will open at noon today. And the Museum of Danish America will be closed today. Also, no Villa Dance. Mala has canceled all shifts for today. The plant will reopen tomorrow at 8 a.m. Those are just a few. Also, the Owner Revolution, the third shift and first shifts have been canceled for today. Well, in the news, travel remains hazardous in parts of Iowa and Nebraska as storms move through and east through the states. Authorities say most roadways that have been treated in anticipation of sleet or freezing rain are safe for cautious navigation, but untreated sidewalks, streets, and rural roads could be treacherous today. Fears of widespread power outages both Sunday and early this morning have not yet materialized. Major utilities in both Iowa and Nebraska report that fewer than 20 customers at any given time didn't have any electricity. Air travel is somewhat problematical, though. More than 20 Monday departures have been canceled at last report at Epley Airfield in Omaha and 5 in Des Moines at the airport there. The National Weather Service says more rain is expected in both states today, but temperatures in most spots are hovering at or above the freezing mark. Shenandoah Police Department and law enforcement in southwest Iowa are searching for a woman wanted in connection with a burglary, theft of property, and motor vehicle theft at the City of Shenandoah Cemetery Garage. 34-year-old Carly Jean Glidden, also known as Carly Parker of Shenandoah, has active nationwide arrest warrants for the crimes of felony first-degree theft, second-degree theft, and burglary in the third degree for motor vehicle, second or subsequent offense. A picture of the woman is available under this same story at the news page at KJAN.com. If you see Carly Glidden, call 911 immediately or the Shenandoah Police Department at 712-246-3512. You're asked not to attempt to apprehend her on your own. Charges of OWI, child endangerment, multiple traffic citations, and other charges are pending completion of an investigation into a crash that injured a child from Indiana Saturday night on Interstate 80 in Adair County. Moments before the crash occurred at around 9:15 p.m., state radio near Lewis had put out a broadcast about a white SUV traveling at approximately 100 miles per hour eastbound on Interstate 80 near mile marker 83. The accident happened when the 2007 Honda CR-V rear-ended a 2010 Dodge pickup, causing the pickup to leave the road and enter the south ditch. The driver of the SUV was identified as 30-year-old Patrick Lester of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Following the collision, the SUV swerved left and sideswiped a 2009 Saturn Outlook, causing both vehicles to enter a median where they hit the cable barriers before coming to rest. A passenger in the SUV, 5-year-old Logan Lester of Fort Wayne, Indiana, was not wearing a seatbelt. He was injured and transported by Stewart Rescue to Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. None of the drivers were injured. The driver of the pickup was identified as 52-year-old Corey Ann Lambert of Traverse City, Michigan, while the driver of the Saturn was 59-year-old Diane Rolstead of Des Moines. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said over the weekend one person died during a rollover accident Saturday night in Hamburg. Hamburg Fire and Rescue, along with the Fremont County Sheriff's deputies, responded to the scene of the crash at Bluff Road and East Street in Hamburg at around 6:37 p.m. Saturday. When they arrived, authorities found 24-year-old Salvador Manuel Martinez unresponsive in a 2007 Dodge Charger that had gone out of control and entered the Hamburg City pool, hitting the pool wall. The collision caused the car to roll over. Martinez was partially ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. Authorities say the accident remains under investigation, pending autopsy result, but they did say the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when the crash occurred. In our funeral announcements, David Bishop, age 70 of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for David Bishop will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Reconduin Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Betty Brown, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Visitation with her family is from 3 until 4 this afternoon at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, with graveside services to follow in the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. Patricia Schwartz, age 83, of Atlantic, died January 4th at Atlantic Specialty Care. No services are planned for Patricia Schwartz, but a gathering of family and friends will be held this evening at the new Heritage House Multipurpose Room in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Paul Hess, age 77, of Exira, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Paul Hess will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Edwin Haig, age 96, of Casey, died Thursday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Graveside services for Edwin Haig will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Ruby Thompson, age 93, of Grant, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ruby Thompson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Large, age 84, of Des Moines, a native of Cass County, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ruth Large will be this Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Brooks Southtown Chapel at Sunset Memorial Gardens in Des Moines. Pauline Dreger, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Pauline Dreger will be this Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. John Doyle, Jr., age 70, of Manning and formerly of Newton, died Thursday. Funeral services for John Doyle, Jr. will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Edwin Jensen, age 67, of Atlantic, died January 10th at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Memorial services for Edwin Jensen will be Friday at 3 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Lila Judd, age 100, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lila Judd will be this Saturday at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Avis Peters, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Avis Peters will be this Saturday at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jerry Holliday, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place, and celebration of life memorial services for Jerry Holliday will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Donald Anderson, age 86, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Heritage House. Services for Donald Anderson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Velma Peterson, age 98, of Oneida, died Sunday at CCMH. Services for Velma Peterson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Oneida. Lottie Kinney, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Lottie Kinney are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Coraline Scott, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Coraline Scott are pending at Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Thomas Matzey, age 63, of Des Moines, died Friday. Funeral services for Thomas Matzey are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Gladys Daniel, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Services for Gladys Daniel will be held at a later date as cremation has taken place. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.